The 2016 Summer Olympic Games begin next Friday, but sports fans might be drawn to a game taking place outside of the Olympics on the beaches of Rio. It is foot volley, and as the name implies, it's a combination of volleyball and soccer. It's catching on in the U.S., and as NPR's Greg Allen reports, it will get international exposure during this year's games in Brazil.
On a beach in Sunny Isles, a town just north of Miami, Benny Astorga is putting members of the USA foot volley team through training drills.
All right, come on, let's go. Put it away.
Good. He tosses up a volleyball as the players use their feet, then their chests to keep the ball in play, and finally a headshot puts it over the net. It's basically volleyball played soccer style. Astorga says that's how the game got started in Brazil in the mid-1960s. Soccer players were looking for a game to play on the beach.
It was banned to play football on the sand. Mm-hmm. They saw some open court nets, decided to, you know, go over there and see who can keep it up the longest, and a sport grew out of it, you know?
People see and they're like, they're in awe because they're like, oh my goodness, I've never seen this before.
Melanie Poviones is one of the women on the USA foot volley team, set to compete in Rio. The U.S. team will be one of 23 countries taking part in a competition that's not officially part of the Olympics, but instead is billed as a cultural event. Poviones is from South Florida, where the Brazilian-born game is gaining popularity. She's 24 and grew up playing soccer. She discovered foot volley while recovering from a knee injury.
I used to see the guys playing, so I kind of just asked one day, I was like, hey, can I join? Because I've played soccer my entire life. So they were like, yeah, cool, jump in. And I started getting the hang of it, and I started to love it.
Another team member, Sergio Menezes, was born in Brazil but grew up in the U.S. He was inspired to get serious about the game nearly 20 years ago. One day, he and some Brazilian friends were on the beach when they were challenged to a game of foot volley. He recalls the challenger, a Brazilian in Miami on vacation, beat them badly.
So he just got frustrated and said, ah, you guys are terrible. You're not real Brazilians. So that kind of stuck. It was me, a couple friends of mine. We were all Brazilians looking at each other going, man, we got to learn this sport.
Within a few years, Menezes was into foot volley in a big way. He helped found the U.S. Foot Volley Association and began holding tournaments. Later, he and others secured a national sponsor and began the Pro Foot Volley Tour. Menezes is a player, but also a foot volley promoter. It's a fast-paced game, he says, with a lot of the fun, excitement, and potential for growth of beach volleyball. In foot volley, the money play, the one that gets fans on their feet, is something called the shark attack.
The shark attack is when a player thrusts his body sort of like he's going towards the net, and at the very last second, he slams it with the bottom of his foot. And it's very hard to defend because it goes straight down. Yeah, that's our slam dunk.
That's a shark attack earlier this year at a pro foot volley event on Florida's Hollywood Beach. Menezes helped convince Brazilian foot volley groups to push for an event at this year's Olympics. The Brazilian Olympic Committee agreed to an international tournament in late August at the beach volleyball arena on Copacabana Beach. It's not quite an Olympic event, not even an official demonstration sport, but Menezes and other foot volley enthusiasts are thrilled.
What it is, it's when a guy and a girl start going out and they don't know what it is, but there's something there, okay? That's what it is. I mean, if you're in Rio and you're in the Olympic Stadium, it's an amazing sport and the world's gonna see it. I mean, it's the first step.
The first step for a fledgling sport that Menezes hopes eventually to see as a medal event at a future Olympics. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.